Hello, this is Derek. Thank you for these specialties.
Hey, Derek. It's John with Local Splash.
What's up, buddy?
Hi. It's going good. I was following up with you about listing the company on the first page of the Google search results for St. Augustine and surrounding areas.
Yes, sir.
All right.
How much was it?
I had you quoted at a discounted pricing structure of $299 month to month yesterday.
Okay, I see.
Yeah. That was for a platinum package. So it's also going to have $100 going directly into Facebook and Facebook ads.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, I quoted you based off of the market. So like SWI Fence of St. Augustine and Matanza Fence Company, St. Augustine Fence and Outdoor Construction, they all have what's called a platinum bundle. So their bundle is not just their Google listing. They did a full verification, and then they have like all the trusted directories submissions. So things like Bing, Amazon Alexa voice search results, Apple Safari, you're submitted to those platforms too, and you'll show as a top option there as well. And then you already have Yelp, but we do have Yelp, Yellow Pages, and Thumbtack. So we're not going to duplicate your Yelp. The idea is to just kind of go in there and fill all the holes that you might be missing. That way, no opportunities are falling through the cracks.
I should have a Yellow Pages also because, like I was telling you, I was going through Thrive, and Thrive owns Yellow Pages.
That's right. Thrive. Thrive Media. Yeah, I remember you telling me about that. Are you leaving that service?
Yeah, I got to call the guy back today. Finally, somebody called me instead of...
Nice.
They're telling me, oh, meet us for the Zoom meeting here. I'm like, bro, I've already sat on hold for 45 minutes. It's time for you guys to be on my schedule.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of crazy because, like, your Google verification isn't even completed. It's showing.
Oh, it's definitely verified because when I Google my business, it comes up. I get the whole page and everything.
Oh, maybe
I've verified it. There's two of them, bro, up, and I can't get rid of the second one for some reason.
That's the problem, though. So the reason it won't be displayed is because of the discrepancy. You can't have two, like, listings, any duplicate listings, and then you can't have – and that's, like, not just applicable to Google. Like, you can't have two Yelp listings, or they'll even suspend your Google business profile. So you got to do a name, address, and phone number cleanup. Let me make sure
that says Google Ads isn't supported for your current browser. That's all it says. Everything it says enable two-step verification. And my campaign's running and everything. And then
for ads.
So for some reason, there's one Ancient City Special that comes up with my email address, and another one comes up with a different email address. But the one, what's your phone number so I can share this with you?
It's 877. Here, I texted you yesterday. You sent me the got it yesterday. Let me resend it to you. Remember?
It'll come right through on my recents then.
Yeah, it should be there. It's 877-635-6225, but I'll just resend the phone number from yesterday. That way it pops up. Yeah, because it's weird. When I look it up, if I just type in Ancient City Specialties, St. Augustine, I don't have the there's one with just one review. And St. John's County. Okay.
Yeah, that's the one.
But where's the other one? How many reviews are on that one?
None. There's nothing. It's not even set up. It's not verified. Nothing.
Okay. Okay, so that one just needs to be deleted.
Yeah.
Okay. And that 186 Chester Road is accurate?
Yeah. And somehow yesterday, I think it was yesterday, they said that I needed to fix my billing information when I... Instead of going to the app, I clicked no thanks and just went through my browser. Then I needed to fix my billing information that my ads weren't showing. So I was like, okay, well, I don't understand. Everything's right. So then I just added $50 to it, but
it's nowhere
on my fucking account.
Yeah, the problem with the Google ads is like you have to get into it. You can't just like throw money at it and expect it to work or broad match for everything in fencing.
I'm saying is, They show me, I could see where I made a $50 payment, right?
Uh-huh.
Just I added $50 to it. Like I just, an extra $50.
Okay.
I can see where I added it, but then you look at my balance, it's zero. So somehow I think that $50 went to whatever the other Ancient City Specialty underneath the
other. Oh, the other
one. Right.
Well,
hey,
can you usually only run up.
Can you give me 2 seconds real quick?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm going to look this up anyway. It's perfect.
All right, I'm going to mute you. I got to solve all these two rails real quick.
That's fine. I'm showing zero for his website for Google Ads.
All
right,
I'm back.
You're good. This is what I was trying to show you yesterday, though. I'm going to send you these two text messages. I got the, I got your link that you texted me. Let me pull this up. Okay. No, yeah, that's, that one's showing the one with the, one Google review on there.
Mm-hmm. And that one's verified, correct?
Okay. Yeah, well, it's gonna be verified, but it's gonna say pending on our end until we get rid of the duplicate. We have to delete the other one.
All right.
Which is easy. I could literally send it over to the headquarters. We can get that done. We could just tell them there's a discrepancy regarding client's name, address, phone number, and website, and then they'll get that expunged. But you were telling me that.
Did you send me the payment link?
No. That was just like the reviews for Thrive that I recently sent. I was trying to show you yesterday. Like Thrive has just 8 reviews and they're in Newport Beach and they're not actually a Google partner. And we have the Google headquarters is Newport Beach off Jamboree Road over here.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're in Fountain Valley, but we're a premier partner. So we're right across the 405 freeway from the actual Google headquarters. Thrive has like 8 reviews. We have like 1,022 with 20 years experience. So when we verify and we delete that other profile, we'll request that they add us as manager to the Ancient City Specialties LLC,
mm-hmm.
One that is verified, and it'll kick them out of there. So at that point, they literally won't be able to do anything for you. So you should stop making payments to that agency.
Well, they have control of my website, so I have to keep paying them until I can get my website.
Okay. I did send over some website examples yesterday, and I'll refresh that too. And if you want to capitalize on any of those, we can get you a custom website design.
Right. I want that, but the thing is like, I want
I
to keep
charge
the
you.
Same. Yeah, well, sweet. Bob, not yeah. even, that's not even, wasn't even a question. But
yeah.
The thing is like, I want to keep my same ancientcityspecialties.com. I don't want to have a Big Daddy or whatever, like GoDaddy. I don't want to have none of that.
I
keep my, yeah.
No, I agree. And so usually there's a severance agreement when you leave a service like that, and they'll give you an option to buy the domain from them outright if they purchased it on your behalf.
Or I could take them to court, right, because of their contractual agreement.
Small claims,
they,
yeah, 100%.
They didn't do a fucking thing for me.
Yeah, if you feel it's detrimental to your business and that they didn't help, then you could definitely go that route. A lot of times in a service agreement for a marketing agency, when they build the site, they usually do have a severance set up where it's like, okay, you know, we could part ways, but you pay $100-$200 and we'll release the domain name to you and then that's it, you have it. Mm-hmm. Rather than pay them monthly,
yeah.
You know?
Right.
But if you want the domain, that you'll have to go that route. You'll have to get the domain from them. I could also look for or request the Ancient City Specialties, like LLC or Ancient City Specialties FL.com. You know, we could get that going. But if you already have this on, like, decals or on the side of a vehicle, I noticed you have the custom emails to the Derek Moore at AncientSpecialties.com.
Yeah.
You're probably going to want that, you know. So
yeah, because, like, everything is set up going straight to that website.
Okay.
Everything's set up going straight to that email. Everything.
Yeah. Well, then, yeah,
but
you definitely
changed everything.
You definitely want to get
it. You guys would change it all.
Yeah, we could change it all, but if you want that domain, then we got to get that domain from who currently holds it right now. But if you want a whole new website, like I can get you a whole new domain, build you a whole new website that's better than this, we wouldn't even charge you anything for it. It would just be a part of our services.
Fuck it. Let's just do that. We can just do FL, and then I can change all the emails.
Yeah. You can always update it, too. That's done through Google, through your G Suite.
Right.
Okay. All right. So let me just create this. So you spell your first name a little differently, right? It's D-E-R?
Yeah, D-E-R-E-K. D-R-E-K.
Okay. Okay. And then last name's Moore, M-O-O-R-E, right?
Correct.
Okay. And then I have the business email as DerekMoore@AncientSpecialties.com as of right now. That's going to be the email address.
At AncientCitySpecialties.com, correct.
Okay. Yeah, because I have to make sure that I could send you the receipt and everything in writing. I have you on a discounted pricing structure for the package.
Well, you can change it to AncientCitySpecialties@gmail.com. I have that, I want to say.
So just take out
my name and then it's okay. AncientCitySpecialties@gmail.com.
Okay. We'll use that one.
Yeah, because that one, I won't miss anything.
Okay. Perfect. And then we're going to request the expunge the other domain or the other Google business profile. But I have to make sure that there's no change in the address. So I already confirmed that with you. 186 Chesterwood Road, St. Augustine, Florida, 32084, right?
Right.
Okay. Save. Okay. I'm going to be your account lead. So as we're going through this, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you just feel free to contact me directly. We also have a 24/7 customer service available to you as well. So even if it's after hours, there's always an agent available. Okay. Hours of operation are all going to stay the same?
Yeah, I'll do it 24 hours. So
okay. You had 7 to 5 Monday through Saturday. You want to go 24/7?
Yeah, and I think that limits my phone calls. A lot of people might want to come home after work, you know what I mean, and call me between.
Yeah, I tell my guys all the time, I'm like, leave yourself open as much as possible because there's a little red and green icon that says open and closed. And it's like if they call you, but usually they're not expecting you to come out there right now unless you're like a plumber or something, you know.
Right.
Yeah. So you can always just hash it out with them once you have them on the line. And then you can accept cash, check, and card.
Yeah, I have the Jobber app, and I can accept card.
No. Okay. All right, so I got your account created. What I'm going to do is just set the account up and secure the listing. I'm going to put in a request for them to expunge the other Google business profile, and then I'm going to send you a verification form. We don't have to get you re-verified, but I want you to fill it out in case there's any discrepancies on that current form. Okay, I'm already going to put in that we update the hours of operation for you. And then I'll schedule a client interview as well, so that way we can make sure we're not missing anything. The client interview, usually that's where they're going to go over, like, getting your domain name, how you want the website to look, all the services that you want to be listed for, and the areas that you want to target. What would be the best time to do the interview with you?
Late as possible.
As late as possible. I have a 6 to 7 this afternoon.
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation. Oh, say that again?
I was talking to my helper. I need to some Christmas screws.
I got you. Almost done here. So I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to the appointment, and then I'm going to text you 1 hour before just as a heads-up reminder so you don't forget.
Okay.
All right.
If you can put a note on there for them to call me ahead of time, that'll help out a lot, too.
Ahead of time?
Yeah. Instead of an email, because I could be on the road, I could be, you know, and I could totally forget. It's happened before.
Okay. So you want to be...
Is there a way to request a call ahead of time?
Prior to the interview?
Yes.
They
10 minutes?
Well, we have an automated text that comes through an hour before. And then you could still always text me just how you were right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'll probably work.
Yeah, that'll come straight through to me, like live. It comes through to my email as a notification when you text our company number.
That's what's up.
Yeah. So if you say, hey, I can't make it, like 15 minutes before, I'll adjust, you know. You could always say, hey, change it to this time, and we'll just switch it and call you at the allotted time. But we want to get everything rolling as soon as possible so we can uplift that suspension and then get rid of that other Google business profile.
Yeah, because I'm ready to make more money.
Yeah, no, I hear you. We got you. We've been doing this for 20 years, so it's like if we can't help you, nobody can. But as far as your Google Ads, that budget that sits in there, we're not going to touch that. if you do want to do Google Ads and you want us to host it, we won't even go into that profile. We'll basically delete that whole profile, have you request that money back, and then we can create a whole nother one from scratch. But right now, I just want to focus on this local listing, you know, building this up, getting all those discrepancies cleared and getting some calls coming in. And then if you want to do Google Ads or Google Guarantee a couple months down the line, we could always do that. But I need you to have at least 5 reviews on this local listing, and we only got 1 right now.
So, yeah. We'll everybody's like, oh, yeah, I'll send you a review, send you a review. And only 1 person. It was from a repair, not even an install job.
Yeah, I'll show you how to do it. I know you're working right now, but there's a section in your tracking system, an app that we have, where you can send them a text with a live link to your verified Google business profile, and it makes it really easy on them. They just put the star rating and can type it in and hit submit. They're usually already logged into their email and their phone, so they don't have to jump on the PC and go through all those loops.
Right.
Okay. But I'll show you how to do it. It's real easy. We'll have you send it out every time you guys complete a job. And then if they don't respond within 24 hours, it sends them like an automated reminder message too. So kind of harvest those and get those built up. We need them.
That's
all right.
4.
All right. But how did you want to secure your first month's payment of the
$299? With my bank card.
Okay, now let me ask you a question, Derek. Does this say Ancient City Specialties on it?
Yep.
Okay, let me make sure to add this as a business invoice. So that way you can write it off. And then the billing address is the same as the street address that was PIN verified?
Yeah, correct.
Did you actually get that PIN with the 5-digit number on the back? In the mail?
With what?
It says Google on it, and it'll say Ancient City Specialties, and there's a little 5-digit number inside the envelope. It's called a PIN verification letter from Google.
No.
No?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We might have to do that because the duplicate listing. Okay. But the billing, you could receive mail at that 186 Chesterwood Road, right?
Yeah, that's my house.
Okay, perfect. I'll hide the home address online. It's actually displayed right now on your Google business
profile.
Yeah,
well, I wanted it that way, so when people, because some people search from Google Maps instead of searching from Google.
Yeah.
I show up on Maps if my address is put.
Well, we could still have it displayed.
I don't care if people know where I live.
Okay, all right, I'll leave it. If you ever want to change it, just let me know. But usually if you work from home, we recommend hiding it. Okay, I'm ready for you, Derek.
Well, at least having my address, there's a little bit more accountability for my work, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, somebody could show up at your doorstep, but it's also like if there's a criminal in the area and knows you're a business owner and they know where you live, you know, they come rolling by at 3 o'clock in the morning with turn-by-turn directions and hit your truck, you know, or something. So, yeah.
I got 2 friends, Smith and Wesson.
That's right. Me too.
All right,
mine,
ready?
Mine's Sig and Sour. Go ahead.
Nice. All right, so it's 4741.
4741.
Yeah, 6590.
6590.
1753.
1731. Okay, and expiration date, month and year?
0928.
928, and then 3-digit code on the back.
003.
Okay.
They didn't make that one hard to forget.
Yeah. You know, once your lady starts memorizing them and is buying stuff, automatically it's time to get a new one. That was my problem.
Yeah.
Like, me memorizing it, fine. You memorizing it, that's a problem. Okay. I put the website in your package, too, so there's no extra charge for that. The first month's payment's going to be charged today. It's January 29, 2025. It's going to be in the discounted price of $299, but I have you on a full platinum package with the website included. I've waived all setup fees on your programming. When the term is completed, the agreement's going to auto-renew each month on the 29th day. Next month, I do not believe there are 29 days, so it's going to roll over to the 1st of March will be your next payment, and then each month moving forward, it'll be on the 1st. And it says you could discontinue or cancel at any time. It's a true month-to-month agreement. We do recommend that you try it for at least 2 months when you first sign up, especially because of the discrepancies that we got to clear for you, but there's no cancellation fees, penalties, anything like that. If you ever discontinue, we just part ways as friends and stop doing the optimization that's keeping you on the first page. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. Do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising while you're using our services after today?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
I already know what you currently have, right? We're not going to duplicate
Yelp
anything.
Yelp and Google.
But we don't want you to duplicate anything else moving forward, right? Because that causes that suspension. So then we're losing opportunities every day you're not up there.
But y'all handle that shit.
You do, but if you sign up with another company and we don't know about it, or you go set up another Yelp profile and we don't know about it, now all of a sudden Google's suspending all your online listings in your Google Business profile like it is now, and we're running around like chickens with our head cut off trying to figure out what happened, you know? So we go, hey, why don't you tell us before you do that, but I should have you all set up to where you don't need that, right?
That's insane. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so obviously if they call you, politely decline, let them know, hey, I'm already working with Local Splash. We're the longest tenured Google partner in the country, so they should know who we are. We're also a premier partner as well. So from that point, you should be fine. If you want to continue to do Google or, Angie's List or Home Advisor, I think that's what you had, or was it just Yelp?
No. No,
okay,
it's just Yelp, and I already pay for Google ads.
Gotcha. Were you doing Yelp ads?
Yes. Okay, so that's like $480 a month.
Jesus, okay. Well, if you want that hosted, that's something that we could host, but it's kind of like Google Ads where it has its own separate budget, you know. Right now, I just want to show and prove and get to know you and get your reviews built up and probably skip over Google Ads. It doesn't sound like you've had a lot of success with that. Maybe we'll just go right into like a Google Guaranteed type service.
Well,
where it's-
actually, after I talked to you,
mm-hmm.
I was starting to just thinking about I'm looking at it, and my ads are running 24/7, 7 days a week. So I changed that.
I changed that to
Monday through Friday from five. It was like from five to nine,
mm-hmm.
and then from 4 to 11 on Fridays, and then all day Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And then my clicks are gone. I've gotten like 75 clicks in the past like 3 days.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, if you adjust it and it's eligible, they'll burn through that budget. Google doesn't leave money on the table. But you want to make sure that you're only targeting the keywords in the Google Analytics that you know are going to result in phone calls. That's what you're looking for. You want to lower your overall cost per acquisition. So, like, we have professionals that'll get in there and be able to host it for you if you want us to do Google Ads for you. We could do that. And then you just have a team of guys that are hosting it. It'd just be a part of the service, and you just have to pay, you know, the actual.
Well, this is what my whole goal is. Like, I don't want to do any of this shit. I just want to pay for it.
Okay. Well, you're talking to the right people. So.
Right.
What are you setting aside for your Google Ads monthly right now?
I'm at which I know I need to be at 1,000. That's what it needs to be at least. But I'm at the 500 mark.
Okay.
Just starting out.
Okay. So do you want me to add $500 towards your Google Ads campaign?
We're going to have to wait until this next. The check just cleared this morning for what I just paid for. I'm collecting another one here in a little bit, so it's going to have to wait.
I want you to evaluate this too, like the local listing, because if the local listing's generating enough, you might not need Google Ads. You know, let's just see how this performs first. And then if you do want to add it, obviously we could talk about, you know, doing Yelp ads, doing Google ads, or doing Google Guarantee, but I won't even be able to put you in the Google Guarantee category until we get 5 reviews anyway. So let's just focus on building this up, get this rocking and rolling, clear all your discrepancies so people are able to find you, and, you know,
I can have 2 more this afternoon for my mom and my brother to do it. I did a job for both of them.
Okay. Yeah, perfect. Have them fill out those reviews. You need at least 5 to get you into Google Guarantee. Google Guarantee is a great program. It'll get you the most bang for your buck. If you're setting aside $500 a month already for Google Ads, you know, Google will guarantee you 13 leads with the Google Guarantee program. And those leads are, you know, live calls. Like, we're handing them off to you pre-screened with the customer on the line. And then they only charge you the lead fee if you set an appointment. So it's almost like 13 face-to-face appointments guaranteed for $500. And I mean, if they already called you and went to the Google Guarantee program, you're basically going to shut it down. I mean, they're not going to get you out there for no reason.
Right.
Yeah. So, All right, Derek. Well, I got you all set up. I want to officially welcome you aboard, you know, say thank you for signing up with us today. I know you got some work in front of you. You've been working on this whole phone call, but if you have any questions, and we're going to keep it that way, so it's only going to get worse, but it's a good problem to have. But, you know, obviously, if you need help, don't hesitate to call in. We're going to circle back with you between 6 and 7 for the client interview, though, and we'll knock that out, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'll be in contact with you, Google Ads or Google Guarantee. You just let me know if you need it or want to add something.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care. I'll talk to you soon.
I see you.
All right. Bye-bye. Go ahead and set this up. Can you remove? He has a duplicate listing. Put in the request.